You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Honey, I'm home. Vacation has officially started.
We are off to SeaWorld.
All right, kids, let's get packing.
Hun, did you call Perfection Auto Works for the free summer trip inspection before we hit the highway?
Oh, honey, I forgot. I'll give them a call right now.
Hey, we're not going anywhere without Perfection Auto Works' free 26-point inspection checking out our car.
How do you avoid jaws on your wall for auto repair? Start with Perfection Auto Works' free 26-point inspection. Then, consider if it's time for brakes, major service, timing belt replacement, or any other scheduled maintenance on your car, truck, or SUV, from an Audi to a Volvo, and all cars in between. Don't leave town without that free vacation inspection. 323-8650, or check out our cool website at perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650.
Together, they've brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guigny's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guigny's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out.
Bring your donation of school supplies to Sparkle Cleaners. Many times, our school teachers must reach into their own pockets to buy supplies for their classrooms. You can help support our teachers and students by donating school supplies at any location of Sparkle Cleaners. Tucson business owners will be collecting school supplies. Your contribution will help our kids succeed. Bring your donation of school supplies to Sparkle Cleaners. The school supply drive is sponsored by Treasures for Teachers of Tucson, Sparkle Cleaners, and Tucson Business Owners Incorporated.
Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you and good afternoon. Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum, the most talked to, talked about, and listened to talk show weekends in all of Arizona. Thank you so much for making that possible. Today, an interview with Matt Klink, GOP strategist from Los Angeles. Then we'll go to Seattle and talk with Don Jorgensen, former chair of the Pima County Democrats. Jim Hanley has our financial report. We lead off our show with Matt Klink, one of the most respected GOP consultants in all of the United States, MA from George Washington University, BA from History from UC Berkeley, member of the Board of International Association of Political Consultants. Here's Matt Klink. Hi, Matt.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm fine. You know, I suppose being a left-wing, pinko, commie, bedwetting, pajama-clad leftist would not allow me to talk about more than 60 Republican members of Congress recently launching a conservative climate caucus to provide leadership in America's fight against climate change all across America. It seems with the fires and the furor, it's time we all got on board some kind of climate change addressing of the issue. What is the Republican position, do you think, and what role can they play, even though in the minority of the House, minority of the Senate?
Well, you know, the position, the Republican position on climate is evolving, you know, and I think that, to be fair, the climate changes all the time. The question becomes, at what cost do you implement policies? I do think that the overheated rhetoric on the left of it's an existential threat. I mean, if you look back to Al Gore's book, Earth in the Balance, when he wrote it, in the 80s, he said that by the year 2000, beaches would be underwater. Well, guess what? They're not. You know, it is ridiculous to think that we have 15 years to save the planet, as Alexander Ocasio-Cortez says. I do agree that we can get cleaner. We can do things that are more green and efficient. The challenge is, but at what cost? I mean, we could convert every automobile in the United States from gasoline to electric next year. But again, at what cost? And that's where I think common sense and cooler heads need to prevail.
Well, you know, Republicans have a history of conservation, and you go back to Teddy Roosevelt, I guess, establishing the National Park System, a crown jewel of America's natural resources, Nixon administration founding of the Environmental Protection Agency, the Bipartisan Energy Act of 2020, signed by Donald Trump. I'm not suggesting Donald Trump is a great environmentalist. I'm simply saying that Republicans have had a role in trying to protect the environment. But now push has come to shove. You see so much of the devastation that we are experiencing, especially here in the West, and something's got to be done. And it seems like there's an immediacy. Would you agree?
Well, look, the answer is of course. I mean, nobody wants to see, you know, tens of thousands of acres of forest land go up in smoke. But look, there are some common sense things that can be done, too. One of them is simple forest maintenance, where you have a lot of pro-environmental groups that have not allowed any forest maintenance, so the dry tinder, you know, get a lightning strike and boom, you've got a major crisis on your hand. You know, unfortunately, like everything in American politics today, it's so overly politicized. Do we need to fund a new climate corps? No, we don't. Do we need to implement a job-killing Green New Deal that AOC's former chief of staff has said was not really even about the environment? It was about changing the economic structure of the United States. So, I mean, again, we can make change, but as soon as politics gets involved and the costs get involved, I mean, let's not forget, the people that are hurt the most by this push for green and clean are not the Republicans. It's the people that have to drive 50 to 60 miles every day for work. They're people that have older cars because they can't afford new cars. So, I mean, and those people, you know, that regardless whether they're white, black, brown, or any other color, you know, those are the ones that are going to get hammered by these green mandates, largely put forward by coastal elites. And that's a big problem for much of the United States.
We're talking with Matt Klenk, GOP consultant in Los Angeles. Let's go to Southern California, where you are. We've got a problem over there with perhaps even masks being mandated again. And, of course, the U.S. once again reporting, I believe, it's almost 1,000 new coronavirus infections every hour. Every hour. Let me repeat that. 1,000 new cases every hour. The nation's averaging about 25,000 new cases a day, more than double than 11,000 a week. Of June the 22nd, total rose in 48 states, Iowa and South Dakota, the exceptions. California seen a 124% rise from 2 weeks ago, reported by the Los Angeles Times. You're going backwards. Maybe we all are.
Well, yeah. What's funny is that, you know, states like California or Los Angeles County, where I live, they make great hay about, oh, we're going to follow the science, until we're not. The CDC says that if you're vaccinated, you do not need to wear a mask. If you look at the percentage of those vaccinated in Los Angeles County and in California, it actually is very high. The stubborn folks that are not getting vaccinated, you know, they are at risk with the Delta variant. But if you're vaccinated, even if you were to get COVID, you're not going to go into the hospital. Getting the vaccine is our ticket to freedom. And unless there is a medically necessary reason why you can't get it, I can't fathom why you wouldn't want to get the vaccine. But that's my personal preference. Some others have concerns that, you know, it's an emergency use only. It hasn't gone through the FDA process. I think we have a fairly large sample size now to show that it works. I would urge everyone to get it. And if you don't, if you have a compelling reason not to, I think you have to think about the impact on other people as well. So I can't understand why people just aren't getting it. But again, I've made the decision to get it, and I'm very, very pleased with the results that I've seen.
We're talking with Matt Klenk, GOP strategist in Los Angeles, one of the most respected GOP consultants in America. Matt, let me take a quick break. Then I want to come back and talk about the final days of the Trump administration and the highest-ranking U.S. officer, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, and other top officials made plans, apparently, to stop a coup by the former president and his allies as he left the White House. How much danger would we face there? How reliable is this information? And we'll talk about the latter Donald Trump days right after this break. Back with Matt Klink in a moment.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
Hi. My name is Jim Hanley. I was born and raised in Tucson, and I raised my own boys here. I want to get to know you, your dreams and goals, and help you shape them into a plan for success. I've been helping hundreds of Tucson families do this since 1993. It takes experience and know-how to navigate the rocky shoals of the financial markets and keep you on an even keel. I look at every account I manage every day to find opportunities to grow your nest egg, to make you at ease and enjoying your life. I want to show you the highest integrity and reliability you can find anywhere. That's why I named my business with my own name, Jim Hanley LLC, and why I'm a member of the CFA Society of Tucson. Find me at jimhanleyllc.com or call me at 623-3646. That's 623-3646. Jim Hanley LLC is a registered investment advisor and a member of FINRA SIPC.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Bring your donation of school supplies to Sparkle Cleaners. Many times, our school teachers must reach into their own pockets to buy supplies for their classrooms. You can help support our teachers and students by donating school supplies at any location of Sparkle Cleaners. Tucson business owners will be collecting school supplies. Your contribution will help our kids succeed. Bring your donation of school supplies to Sparkle Cleaners. The school supply drive is sponsored by Treasures for Teachers of Tucson, Sparkle Cleaners, and Tucson Business Owners Incorporated.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. With me, Matt Klink, GOP strategist consultant in Los Angeles. Matt, how real do you think these military concerns were at the end of the Trump campaign as to the fear that the Trump administration might take action should he lose the election to remain in power?
I think that it is just another anti-Trump book put out by two Washington Post reporters, and General Mark Milley sees his opportunity to hammer a former president that he clearly does not like. So, well, I mean, look, Trump still, even though he has been out of office for 6 months, Donald Trump still makes for good media. And I mean, at this point, John, who cares? It didn't happen. You know, anytime that, you know, I'm looking through a political article and they're talking about, you know, General Milley described this as Donald Trump's Reichstag moment, you know, referring to the 1933 attack on Germany's Parliament building that the Nazis did. I mean, anytime you bring the Nazis into a conversation about present day politics, I think that the hyperbole is over the top. And you know what? It's great marketing for these two Washington Post reporters. They'll sell a ton of books to Trump haters. But most of America is going to say, who cares? Trump's not president. And the 73 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump are going to say, who cares? So it's much ado about nothing. Frankly, I'd rather talk about, the Tracy Stone Manning, the radical BLM nominee by Joe Biden, who lied about spiking trees and what she knew about it. You know, it's another example of the Biden administration putting more radicals in government. So it's, there's a lot going on in present day politics that, Donald Trump's not president anymore.
Let me ask you, if I'm running for a congressional seat in Southern California, I come to you, I say, do I need Trump to win this seat? I would assume it's a case by case basis. But what would be the more likely response to my question, do I need Trump?
Well, in Southern California, the answer is probably no. You don't need Donald Trump to win. In other parts of the United States, absolutely. Look, he got the most votes ever of any Republican presidential candidate. The economy was virtually at full employment and was making huge gains for Latinos and African Americans and women. And it took a COVID virus. And with all of that, the Republicans picked up House seats, tied in the Senate, and Donald Trump effectively lost by 75,000 votes. So, in some places, Donald Trump will play really, really well. And if you're a swing district Democrat and you're being forced to vote on a $3.5 trillion spending binge and massive tax increase, I think it's going to be a great 2022 for Republicans on the ballot.
We continue to hear the great lie that the election was stolen from Trump. How long can we keep that one going?
Trump can talk about that for as long as he wants. The simple fact remains is that he lost and that other states are moving on. I find it interesting that the mainstream media continues to be focused on this, as I said to you just a few minutes ago. Donald Trump's been out of office since July. Joe Biden and the Democrats have the keys to the kingdom right now, and what they are proposing is European-style socialism with a welfare state that, if they are successful in implementing, the things that made America great will no longer be there. We do not need the social safety net that the Democrats are proposing. And Joe Biden may fancy himself the next Teddy or the next Franklin Roosevelt, but he doesn't have the majorities in Congress that Roosevelt did to implement his plan. So it remains to be seen how many Democrats will walk the plank with Joe Biden for the 2022 election cycle.
We have 2 million people more signing up for Obamacare. Why can't the Republicans come up with a health plan that's an alternative other than just hating Obamacare? I mean, you and I have had this conversation. The Republicans have no health plan. None. Zero. Zip.
John, Obamacare is the law of the land. For at least until 2022, it's going to continue to be the law of the land. If I'm a Republican, this is the only major program ever implemented in the history that was done on a strictly partisan vote. There was no Republican support. The Democrats lost their 60-vote majority in the Senate, so the House could make no changes to it. It has significant problems, and it does need to be modified. But at this point, I wouldn't advise any Republican running for office to propose any fixes to it until they have a majority in at least one, possibly two houses of Congress.
You're predicting a Republican majority in the House and possibly the Senate with the Democrats after, 20 U.S. Senate seats held by Republicans that are being defended. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a question of it's a question of location more than the number. And the Democrats now have to defend a presidential candidate who campaigned as a moderate, but is governing as a progressive. And the Bernie Sanders wing of the party loves Donald Trump. And every moderate Democrat is going to have to defend a record of massive tax increases if they get their way in reconciliation through this measure that Chuck Schumer is going to try to push through the Senate next week. So it's going to be really, really interesting. And the reason for you watch. If next week's votes get delayed, it means that the Democrats don't have the votes that they need to move their legislation through.
You're still predicting
the Republican votes.
You're still predicting a House Republican win a year from now, as well as the Senate?
I think that the Republicans take both, absolutely. I think that Joe Biden's, the 2 years of Joe Biden's flirting with FDR and a progressive nirvana come to a crashing end as Speaker McCarthy and Majority Leader McConnell essentially shut down everything he wants to do, and then we'll figure it out in 2024.
Matt Clint, good to talk with you. Thank you so much for spending some of your weekend with us. I will just respectfully disagree.
I'm respectfully disagreed
with you. Thanks for being on the show, and thanks for giving us part of your weekend. Appreciate it, Matt. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Have a great one, John. Talk to you later.
Matt Clink, GOP strategist, consultant in Los Angeles. He's also the political commentator, or one of them, from Channel 5, KTLA. If you know anything about L.A. television, you know this is one of the most watched television stations in all of America. Of course, there's 12 million people or more in Los Angeles County and adjoining suburban areas. And KTLA serves them all. And Matt Clink is their political commentator. So we try to go to the best known to get the best known information from the opposition. We'll be talking with Don Jorgensen. He is the former chair of the Democratic Party. He has a completely different perspective on the elections of next year. We'll talk with him from Seattle following these messages. From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum, the most talked to, talked about, and listened to talk show weekends in all of Arizona. Thank you for making that possible.
Hey, dude, I just love having nothing to do, man.
I love your man cave. It's so cool. Hey, what's that noise, man? It's coming from the garage.
Oh, no, man. It's Christine. She's upset about something. Hey, I'll be right back. Hey, what are you upset about? I'm always good to you.
Stop it. I need some love. Quit taking me to those quirky lube places.
You're ramming me.
It's time you started taking care of me.
Stop it.
I need a lube job. I can't wait for my transmission flush.
Ooh.
And buddy, I need a rear end service and an alignment so bad my tires shake. I need a spa day at Perfection Auto Works.
Okay. I'll take you to Perfection Auto Works.
Car could talk, what would she say to you? Make your car purr by having it serviced at Perfection Auto Works today. Our free 26-point inspection will have your car covered from bumper to bumper. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Your radio commercial puts you front and center in the listener's attention span.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Ackerly Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Stir emotion, create demand, and grow your business with radio.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. With me is Don Jorgensen. Let's go to Seattle, where hopefully it's a little cooler there than it is here. But let you give me a weather report from Seattle. How's the weather up there?
It's a beautiful day in the mid-70s.
There you go.
The water's sparkling. The air is clear. It's pretty nice.
It's part of the Chamber of Commerce out there, or not. We've got Arizona County election officials identifying fewer than 200 cases of potential voter fraud out of more than 3 million ballots cast in last year's presidential election, further discrediting the former President Donald Trump's claim of a stolen election as his allies continue to dispute ballot reviews in the state's most populous county, Maricopa County. I mean, this is just getting insane. I mean, it is an embarrassment, it's a joke, and it has to stop, but I don't know if there's anybody willing to stop it.
Well, that's part of the challenge. And let me flip the description a little bit, John, because this is one of the issues, and I'll come back to this. You know, you're saying fewer than 200 potential cases. They're not even real cases. In reality, there are only 4 out of 3 million ballots cast. only four cases that were found. And by the way, it was bipartisan, two Democrats and two Republican voters. And no one's been charged, meaning there's been no finding of any intent, and no votes were counted twice, or no one voted twice. So there's talk about a nothing burger. This is it. But here's the issue. The media coverage still creates part of the problem. And I rarely blame the media, but those kind of headlines does it. And one of the headlines I saw said that Arizona election audit reports inconsistencies. Well, that gives you, I could attack that for, half an hour here. It's not an election audit. It's a fraudulent ballot counting. The inconsistencies were of their own making. But this is what's going out around the country, and that it impacts the view that the rest of America has, and not just in the Northwest, but in the Northeast. I've had conversations with folks who want to know about the quote Arizona audit as though there's something legitimate about it. And that's the false narrative that the Republicans have done a very good job at promoting. But because this is the only way they can win voters, either by gaming the system, as they're trying to, suppressing the vote, as they are, questioning the very foundation of our Democratic vote. And the other way they're going to try to do it later on is by gerrymandering. But that's the problem right here, is folks aren't getting the facts that there are almost no cases despite this fraudulent ballot recounting. But this is what we have to continue to argue and press as Democrats to make sure the truth gets out there, because that's a much harder sell than instant lies.
Well, this is, the cost of this to the taxpayers is enormous. The idea that it is has any credibility whatsoever has been disproved over and over again, and it's just an embarrassment. Let me ask you about the COVID-19, that we're having an increase in the numbers in our state. Southern California's hit hard. I was talking with Matt Klink in Los Angeles. The U.S. once again reporting more than 1,000 new coronavirus infections every hour. Every hour. Nation's averaging about 25,000 new cases a day, more than double the 11,000 a day a week of June 22nd. We're getting back to where we were, unfortunately.
We are. And I'm going to be a little bit blunt about this. You know, we can maybe start calling it now the Darwin pandemic, because 97% of these cases are with unvaccinated people. 97% are unvaccinated. And that 3% are primarily seniors, the elderly, who have always been more susceptible, or immunocompromised people. So it is a pandemic of the unvaccinated now, which is good news for those vaccinated. But again, those of us who believe in science and have some common sense and can read are being affected by all of it, because it's still affecting how we're able to live our lives. It's still filling up the hospitals, which again means that there may be beds not available for folks that have other medical needs who have been vaccinated. And the costs, as you point out, are still running tremendous numbers and increasing again. And so we're going to see the same with the cost to healthcare and the impact there. We're going to see the same cost to our first responders and healthcare workers. And it's all because people refuse to act in not just their own best interest, but society's best interest. And that's the shame of it.
Well, these numbers are just frightening, to be honest with you. I mean, you keep hearing one number after another. But these are literally tens of thousands of people that are going to get quite ill, and many are going to die. And we're going to have to go back to the mask wearing, because that's the only recourse we have. That's the only thing that curtailed it in the beginning, other than the vaccinations. And if people will not get vaccinated, there's going to be mandated masks. What else would you do? Just let the death toll climb? Of course not.
Again, John, you're talking common sense, and let's look at what's happening in Arizona. You have the Republicans led by Doug Ducey saying, don't wear masks. In fact, prohibiting or attempting to prohibit school districts from protecting our children, many of whom aren't old enough to get vaccinated yet. And yet you could have these adults running around who choose not to get vaccinated, and they become carriers and perhaps potential super spreaders in these populations of young people and sometimes vulnerable people who don't have the choice or the opportunity to get vaccinated. And Doug Ducey is standing behind the unvaccinated folks who are running up, as you said, these millions of dollars in cost to our state, to the nation, to each of us when it comes to our own health care premiums. It's just unconscionable.
Well, it is indeed. Don Jorgensen, I apologize for the brevity of this. I'm getting jammed up with another commercial break that's mandatory. But I appreciate your observations, and welcome to the desert, Hunter, today, but a little bit cloudy, and maybe we're going to get some more rain. I know you don't know what that means, but rain is kind of a wetness that we can experience here. Things are getting better in the Northwest. It was terrible up there for a while, wasn't it?
It was. The day I get up here, it set the record for the hottest day in history.
Good
in Seattle, Lord. 108. Beyond that, when it get in the 90s, they're still complaining. We just laugh. But I tell you, we do miss the monsoons because, as we all know, us Tucsonans consider that entertainment. So I hope we get plenty more of the rain, and I hope everyone's doing well there. And I'll be back in a couple of months, hopefully, to enjoy the tail end of it.
I hope you will. Thank you so much for being on our show today. Thank you for your observations.
My pleasure. Thank you, John.
You bet. Don Jorgensen, former chair of the Democratic Party. We'll talk finances with our financial expert, Jim Hanley, after these messages.
Do you want election integrity and transparency? Are you one of those Americans who is sick and tired of the political duopoly? Do you wish there were another viable choice? Do you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours? Do you question the political theater you're fed every day? What do you believe, the approved narrative or your own eyes?
Are you ready to become engaged for freedom no matter your political party preference? Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Are you tired of being lumped into the worst elements of history when you exercise your right to speak, dissent, or petition your government? Are you perplexed by those who cannot distinguish between speech and violence? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
Bring your donation of school supplies to Sparkle Cleaners. Many times, our school teachers must reach into their own pockets to buy supplies for their classrooms. You can help support our teachers and students by donating school supplies at any location of Sparkle Cleaners. Tucson business owners will be collecting school supplies. Your contribution will help our kids succeed. Bring your donation of school supplies to Sparkle Cleaners. The school supply drive is sponsored by Treasures for Teachers of Tucson, Sparkle Cleaners, and Tucson Business Owners Incorporated.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Let's talk finances with Jim Hanley, our financial expert. Jim, welcome to the show, and thanks for being with us.
It's great to be here, John.
You know, I've been getting an invitation to get a credit card from about 15 different credit card companies every day. And first of all, the interest rates, I don't know, was like 50% or some kind of crazy thing. Plus, we're going to charge you an annual fee, a monthly fee. We get a fee from you every single day and every breath you take, but you can have this card. I don't know what the hell's going on with these credit card interest rates, but they do have an impact on the entire economy, don't they?
Yeah, they do, John. And I'll tell you, when I did a little research for this show, I was actually pleasantly surprised in a lot of respects. Right now, we found the total indebtedness of credit cards in the United States to be at $980 billion. The average household credit card debt is $7,519. It's been growing by about $45.6 billion per year over the last 10 years. But there was some pretty good news in 2020, the pandemic year. It was paid down $82 billion. And in the first quarter of 2021, though, it rose another $56 billion. So what was actually pretty pleasantly surprising to me was this report from the American Bankers Association that as a share of disposable income, credit card payments were 4.54%. So it's not terribly burdensome, as I can, from what I can tell. And taking a look at the type of the use of credit cards in the household, they distinguish between the transactors, the revolvers, and those with dormant cards. Those who have cards but are not using them. So the transactors are the ones who use their credit cards and pay them off every month, and that's estimated to be 33.7% of the holders. The revolvers, 40.7%, and the dormant users are about 25.6%. So that's, you know, that's encouraging news, both that, you know, as a share of disposable income, it's not terribly burdensome, and that the percentage of people who hold, constant debt on their cards is less than half. In 2019 or to the end of 2020, delinquencies were down 53%. That's the percentage of accounts 90 to 180 days. And so I'd say that, you know, taking a look at credit card debt, I will say that you know, when you try to find out what is the average interest rate on the cards, I find somewhere between 16 and as high as 19.5% on the cards. Now, there is monopoly on credit card banking. I think that about three of the Wall Street banks hold probably 70% of market share on credit cards. And I think these interest rates are rather arbitrary. I don't understand, you know, why those rates have to be so high, especially when, you know, the Fed issues money to banks at either 0 or 0.25%. So the cost of money to the banks is extremely low, and yet the rate, the interest rate on the credit cards is really high.
Let me get you to one subject that I've been thinking about. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has reached its lowest level since the pandemic struck last year. I don't know whether that's further evidence the U.S. economy and the job market are quickly rebounding. It could be. You thought it was the report from Thursday. Labor Department showed that the jobless claims fell by 26,000 last week to 360,000.
Good job. Yes, John. I think that it's very good news that the great expansion is continuing. Let me see here. The claims were at 360,000 last week, which is exactly what was forecast. It's a record low for the pandemic. As you said, it's down 26,000 week over week. If you consider where we were at a year ago in July of 2020, there were 1.4 million per week. And so it's a startling contrast to the state that we were in, you know, a year ago. We also see that continuing claims were at 3.24 million, which is 130,000 less than the week before. And it's quite a ways lower than the 12-week plateau that we were on. In fact, it's 360,000 fewer than that plateau that we were on for about 12 weeks. And there's lots of other statistics that is showing that the economy continues to be strong. And by the way, the Dow last week was pretty flat. It was down just 0.5%. It ended at 34,687. And in fact, there's another report. The Empire State Manufacturing Index was at 43, which is more than twice what it was for June. So manufacturing in New York is really robust, and it's a reflection of consumer demand. So consumers have a lot of confidence in the economy. They have a lot of confidence that they will be employed, and so it's translating into shopping for them. So we see generally in the economy, capacity utilization is up. So that's all of the capacity for production in the country is at 75%. So I think that we should feel pretty good about the progress that we're making on the pandemic. I know that, you know, you and Don were just talking about the pandemic surge, and that is, you know, properly characterized as a pandemic of the unvaccinated. I saw that that Los Angeles County instituted a new indoor mask requirement. You know, it's starting this weekend due to, a tripling of the case counts statewide in California. This is a reflection of the anti-vaxxers, the people who are reluctant, who are skeptical of it. And like Don said, you know, it's the Darwin effect. So we're going to see people who don't believe in science or people whose political views overcome their rational scientific knowledge and resist getting vaccinated. These are the people that are going to be getting sick.
Well, that's really a tragedy that we have to go back again and remind people all over again how important it is to get the vaccine. And to save not only your own life, but the lives of others. Jim Hanley, thanks so much. Very quickly, people can reach you at jimhanleylc.com.
That's HANNLEY LLC.com. And I'd just love to talk to you. I'm doing my quarterly reports right now for the second quarter, and they're looking real good. So I'm delighted to be meeting with my clients face-to-face.
Thank you. And your phone number?
623-3646.
You always answer
your
phone.
Thank you for asking, John.
All right,
yes,
thank you.
Yes, I do. I'm talking on it right now.
All right. Appreciate you being on the air, and have a wonderful weekend, Jim. Thank you
Great
so much.
Great to be here, John.
You bet.
Thank you.
I want to thank Matt Klink, GOP strategist, consultant in Los Angeles, Don Jorgensen in Seattle, a former chair of the Democratic Party, and, of course, Jim Hanley, our financial expert, and you. I want to thank Mike Emery of Perfection Auto Works for keeping my cars running. Very important to me. I'm sure it's important to you. Get a hold of Perfection Auto Works. From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this has been the John C. Scott Political Forum. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Thank you.
And they're off and running. Pedal to the metal madness.
My gosh, the drivers in Tucson are insane. I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, look at that. A near collision. Oh, number 21 just missed the lead driver. Oh, no, I saw that coming. A pileup on the first lap.
It's insanity, I tell you.
Those cars are out of commission. Look at number 17. There's smoke coming out of the engine.
Look at the flames underneath that vehicle.
Well, he knows what to do. He's pulling into Perfection Auto Works pit stop. Look at those mechanics go like ants on honey.
This is incredible. Look, he's getting back in the race.
What was that, 7.6 seconds? That's perfection.
When you're involved in the fast-paced race of life and you know you're in need of a pit stop, pull into Perfection Auto Works. Our expert crew and free 26-point inspection will get you back on the road fast and furiously. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.